White Druids and Wake the White traditionally offer rite and celebration of Beltane, often at the Longstone. This year, however, we're obliged to celebrate this festival in a different way. This recording, then, is our humble offering for Beltane 2020. We hope you'll enjoy and join in from the comfort of your own home, if you're able. We light two candles or lanterns to represent the bell fires, water and wand on hand, with bread and a tipple, as is, of course, mead, the druid fluid, and a stang or staff to cast a circle. Please join us, if you can. A merry Beltane, everyone. By star and stone, by the power of the land, within and without, by all that is fair and free, Croeso, welcome to the rite and celebration of Beltane in the Grove of Ynysloeth, with White Druids and Wake the White. Together we stand, with the earth beneath us, with the sky above us, with the sea all around us. Blessed be. And so, with each of us now fully present in the moment, we move into the rite and celebration of Beltane. Swamotanit Wessa, so may it be. At Beltane, we honour the fertility of all living things. We celebrate the returning warmth of the sun, the greening of the earth. After the darkness and quiescence of the winter months, the gentle stirrings of Imolc, and the balance of Olvenalia, the spring equinox, the natural world now tips into an exuberance of creation. We seek to bring into our own lives the strength, vitality, passion, and joy that we now see springing forth throughout the natural world. At Beltane, we honour life and the arrival of summer. We salute to the east. Heduchamar. Is there peace here? Oes Heduch. Yes, there is peace here. Lord and Lady, we ask for your blessings on this our rite and celebration of Beltane in the Grove of Ynysloeth. Spirit of this circle, spirits of this place, we ask for your blessings, guidance, and inspiration in all that we do here. And as above, so below. As within, so without. And now I ask you to join me in the Druid prayer for peace, for without peace no work can be done. Deep within the still centre of my being, may I find peace. Silently within the quiet of the grove, may I share peace. Gently within the greater circle of humankind, may I radiate peace. May there be peace in the north. May there be peace in the south. May there be peace in the west. May there be peace in the east. May there be peace throughout the whole world. Now I ask you to join me in saying the Druid vow. This prayer is sometimes regarded as a grove initiation, but if you prefer, you can simply view it as an inspiration. Your choice entirely. We swear by peace and love to stand, heart to heart and hand in hand. Mark, O Spirit, and hear us now, confirming this, our sacred vow. And now the Gorseth prayer, also known as the Druid's prayer. Grant, O Goddess, thy protection, and in protection strength, and in strength, understanding, and in understanding, knowledge, and in knowledge, the knowledge of justice, and in the knowledge of justice, the love of it, and in the love of it, the love of all existences, and in the love of all existences, the love of the Goddess, Goddess in all goodness. And now we chant the Arwen. The word Arwen in the old Celtic tongue literally means the poetic muse. In modern Druidry, the Arwen represents the breath of the divine. The breath of the divine is the life essence of the natural world. The breath flows constantly around and through us and is the source of spiritual strength and illumination, prophetic insight, and poetic inspiration. In chanting the Arwen, we seek to connect to the breath of the divine, to achieve balance with it, and replenish our energy system. The Arwen is chanted as three syllables, Arwen. Arwen, power of inspiration, attend to us. Voice of the fire of wisdom, voice of the well of inspiration, come into our hearts. Make us aware of every good or ill. O bridge to guide our right in the way of truth, I ask you to make our hearts clear within us. Arwen, power of inspiration in this sacred place. Arwen, power of inspiration at this sacred time. And now the circle is cast with the stang or staff clockwise from the northeast. Let all disturbing thoughts be set aside. The circle of our horizon, of our lives and lands, of time and of the year, of seasons and of goodness, of birth and of growing, of dying and of rebirth. And so the circle of love and protection is cast. This is sacred time. This is sacred space. Let us all be fully present here and now. And so we call the quarters to invite the spirits of the four directions to join us in our rite of celebration. Starting in the east. East, with the blessing of the hawk of dawn soaring in the clear, pure sky, I call upon the spirits of the east and of air. Hail and welcome. South, with the blessing of the great stag in the heat of the chase and the inner fire of the sun, I call upon the spirits of the south and of fire. Hail and welcome. West, with the blessing of the salmon of wisdom who dwells within the sacred waters of the pool, I call upon the spirits of the west and of water. Hail and welcome. North, With the blessing of the Great Bear of the starry heavens and the deep and fruitful earth, I call upon the spirits of the north and of earth. Hail and welcome. Feel the energy of the earth flowing up into you. Feel the energy of the sky flowing down into you. Feel truly centered in the space between. May the harmony of the lands be complete. Within this circle and in the apparent world, I declare the opening of the ceremony of Beltane. A Samhain marks the beginning of winter, and the other major gateway of the year, so Beltane marks the beginning of summer. The name of this time in the Druid tradition of Beltane is translated by some as the Good Fire. Beli, Bel, or Belinus was said to be the Bright One, a god of light and fire, equated by classical writers with Apollo. Bell fires were traditionally lit on hilltops to celebrate the coming of life and the rising of fertility, and the transformation of spring into summer. Also on this day, called in the old tongue Calan Mai, the 1st of May, the cattle were taken to the summer pastures, where they would remain until Samhain, having first been driven between the Beltane fires to ensure their fertility. A major feature of the Beltane festival in many lands was jumping over or passing between the fires. Young men and women made the leap to bring them wives or husbands, travellers to ensure a safe journey, even pregnant women to ensure an easy delivery. The Beltane fires were believed to have those magical properties, not least in terms of fertility. Indeed, the main theme of the May is fertility. Fertility of the land, of its peoples, and of the human psyche and spirit. Fertility of the land and its creatures was obviously of life or death importance to our distant ancestors, which would make the rites of Beltane a critical matter to them. May Day is also the day for dancing around the maypole, itself a pretty impressive phallic symbol, and for ritual dances, games, and races through mazes. With the dawning of this day, the lady has appeared. In green she has dressed the land. Flowers spring up in her footsteps, and the breeze is scented with her blossom. The hawk, the stag, the salmon, and the fox obey her call. The Lord answers the tides of her power, in which is our beginning. And so I call to the sower of seeds. Free, Lord of the wild, I call to the father of quickening life, to the woman, be man, to the queen, be king. In the name of the lady, sovereign of the land, in the name of the Lord, guardian of the wild, by wind and water, by earth and fire, by the ecstasy that is their gift. From the twin fires of Beltane is born the Mabon, the Bright One, the Child of Light. Our ancestors passed their cattle between two bell fires to ensure their fertility and fecundity through the coming bright season. You can do the same for yourself by lighting two candles and passing between them. Today, the Druid ceremony also works on a different level, although with no less sense of importance. Fertility and the rising powers of the summer tide are celebrated and honoured in the context of the spiritual quest and the never-ending pursuit of the Arwen, the flowing spirit of creativity, with the male and female symbols, the stone and water, revered as symbols of fatherhood and motherhood, respectively. For me, the wand, clearly a male symbol if ever there was one, and the watermill-filled chalice, very much of the feminine, save the same purpose. I dip the wand in the water and draw the three rays of the hour. I turn to my left, I honour the moon and earth. I open myself to the goddess in me. I turn to my right, I honour the sun. I open myself to the god within me. Within me I unite the powers of the sun, the moon and the earth. With my wand I father the Mabon, the sun child. With the chalice I mother it. Within me lives the alchemy of this union of opposites. Let the magical child of my creative nature blossom and thrive in the inner and outer worlds. From the divine union is born the Mabon, the sun child, the third force, the energy of creation. I welcome the flowering of the Mabon within me and I pledge myself to cherish and nurture this bright child of creative energy, whatever form it may take in my life, henceforth. And so with this sacred act of union, may we feel the sap rising through root, stem, branch and leaf, as we may in our own bodies. May we step through this gateway into the great bounty and beauty of summer, and may the seeds we have already sown as an act of trust in the never-ending wheel of the year grow to a boundless fruition through this season and through the bright blessings of the Lord and Lady on this land. All hail to the Lord of the Wild, the Lady of the Earth. All hail to the Mabon, the Sun Child. And now we offer a special dedication and prayer to Nerthus, the Earth Mother, today at Beltane, our Queen of the May.
This Beltane prayer to Nerthus was written by Kelly and spoken first in the ancient language of the Wiktuala and then in English. Deo Nerthus Voldemordor, so where thus in Eorth, so set his land uncumfrentio. We gebidden for Fadeogan, Luther from Sealth on El Uther. We begidden set un uian sulich et ursulf on gewitha. Set we erian, keru on awerian unsulf on gewitha. Dua nethos, it is thus thin steor, thin es will sumnes et theothet. We are thus et gera sumnian en liban, Geskippen und Wesson a good corn so well. And we genes blotsma, pilch bloan on overflowan with bliothness threoth und gifu. Gegusion thu on god kun nethos for set gifu, for gefan beganen un el. Und we begidan set thin blio willan lixan thu, o et wist. Sin lufa sluegrie, so esh sin wersong stremsios, for gris on erian, so orfios. We goose on su, for set gufa framfio. Motan we awa awoian ne esu, on etwan lufa unmedennes, for sin felu. Gesuthian su nesos. Voldemordor.
Beltane prayer to Nerthus, Mother Earth. Dear Nerthus, Mother Earth, as we walk through your world, through the cracks and the valleys of life, we pray for love, love of self and others. We pray that we remain true to ourselves and each other, that we honour, care and protect ourselves and each other. Dear Nerthus, it is through your guidance, eternal devotion to life, that we are ready to serve, to live, create and be a divine soul and an opening flower, which blossoms and overflows with joy, peace and grace. Thank you, O divine Nerthus, for the gifts bestowed within us all. We pray that your beauty will shine through our being, your love radiate through our eyes, your essence of truth, justice and honour through our hearts. We thank you for the gift of life. May we always remain close to you and show love and appreciation for your abundance. Thank you, Nerthus, Mother Earth.
Space. A song by the Watersons. This is a live recording of the Helston Mayday song, Hal and Toe.
Since man was first created, his works have been debated. We have celebrated the coming of the spring.
Hal and Toe, jolly rumbalo, we were up long before the day of to welcome in the summer, to welcome in the May. For summer is a coming in and winter's gone away.
Take the scorn to wear the horn. It was the crest when you was born. Your father's father wore it, and your father wore it too.
Hal and Toe, jolly rumbalo, we were off long before the day. Oh, to welcome in the summer, to welcome in the May.
God bless and merry Moses and all her and my home, and send us peace to England. Send peace by day my home. And so
please make your own offerings for Beltane in your own time and space, as I offer you all a beautiful blessing from one of my favourite poets, the late Reverend John O'Donoghue, a Celtic priest of the old Irish tradition. It's called Benacht, which simply means blessing. Benacht. On the day when the weight deadens on your shoulders and you stumble, may the clay dance to balance you. And when your eyes freeze behind the grey window and the ghost of loss gets into you, may a fleck of colours, indigo, red, green and azure blue, come to awaken in you a meadow of delight. And when the canvas frays in the curragh of thought and a stain of ocean blackens beneath you, may there come across the waters a path of yellow moonlight to bring you safely home. May the nourishment of the earth be yours. May the clarity of the light be yours. May the fluency of the ocean be yours. May the protection of the ancestors be yours. And so may a slow wind work these words of love around you, an invisible cloak to mind your life. Now, if we're all done, we'll move to the closing. Lady Noellen of the Nine Blossoms, my Lord of Light, you whose union we bless and honour this May morn, we thank you for our lives in this realm, for watching over us through the darkness, and bringing us safely to the new brightness beyond this gateway. And we ask for your blessings on ourselves and on our loved ones. We ask your blessings of peace and tranquility for all those in conflict, whether physically at war or battling within the private grove of their own heart. We ask for your blessings of healing and serenity for all those in pain, as well as for our beloved Mother Earth and the multitudes of creatures who teem across land, sea, and sky. And we ask for your blessing of safe journey for all those in passage to the Summerlands. Goddess, bless and keep all those already passed, and guide all those whose journey is now in progress. Lord and Lady, fill us now with your sacred power and bless us with your wisdom, that we may use and direct your power in your name, always for good. Fill us with the Arwen, the flowing spirit of creative inspiration, that we may better share with others the bountiful joys of living in this amazing realm you've created for us. Illuminate us from within, that we may radiate your light upon the world around each of us, around the sacred wheel of each year. We ask this in the name of the Sky Father, the Earth Mother, the One Spirit of Light. As the light of this celebration dies down, may its sacred flame be relit in our hearts. May our memories hold what eye and ear have witnessed. As the radiance of this ceremony fades, let it remain a bright light in our hearts. Once more, please join me, if you will, to sing the Arwen. Oh, May the light of love and devotion shine brightly in our hearts. May the light of understanding shine clearly in our minds. May the light of harmony be forever in our homes. May the light of peace shine forth from our being. May the light of our presence bring love and peace to all, wherever we may go. Four directions be thanked for their blessings. North. In the name of the great bear of the starry heavens and the element of earth, I thank the spirits of the north. Hail and farewell. West. In the name of the salmon of wisdom and the element of water, I thank the spirits of the west. Hail and farewell. South. In the name of the great stag and the element of fire, I thank the spirits of the south. Hail and farewell. At east, in the name of the hawk of dawn and the element of air, I thank the spirits of the east. Hail and farewell. May the harmony of lands be complete. And now with the staff, the stag, the circle is uncast anticlockwise. As the circle is uncast, we prepare to go our separate ways. I offer you this prayer for all. May our hearts be gentle, our minds still and open, our spirits unshackled, our awareness keen, our nature giving. May we be a healing energy. May we be of benefit to all. May our lives enrich others. And may we live in harmony with our Mother Earth and the natural world. Arise, Mother, arise. Let's see the light in your eyes as the sun shimmers over the lake. Awake, Mother, awake. There's no way to explain what gain could be worth all this pain. As the great Mother cracks and she bleeds, we should be meeting her needs. We should be planting fresh seeds. So arise, Mother, arise. Let's see the light in your eyes as the sun shimmers over the lake. Awake, Mother, awake. Awake, Mother, awake. May the blessings of our Lord and Lady be with us always. I declare this rite and ceremony of Beltane in the Grove of Ynysoedd closed in the apparent world. May its inspiration live on within our beings.
Summer is a coming in, now we sing cuckoo. Grow with seed and grow with meat and spring and fall anew. Sing cuckoo.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world.
Very merry Beltane, and thank you all so much for sharing with us.